Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music, more specifically artists, music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to hip-hop, R&B, rap, and soul music. Simply put, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Rap Soul Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. We definitely appreciate it. All right, so in this episode, what I want to talk about is the idea or the concept of an album being called or labeled an instant classic. I came to this discussion because in one of my group chats, we had a full-blown, I wouldn't call it an argument, but a heated discussion about the term instant classics and if you could indeed label an album an instant classic. So before I get into the particulars, I want to ask you one simple question. Do you believe that an album can be deemed an instant classic after hearing it for the first or second time? That's the question. And that question got thrown out in the group chat and the answers were crazy. But shout out to the fellas in the group chat, our Dead End Sports group chat. I'm not going to name any names, but if you know Dead End Sports, you know who's in the crew. Shout out to my boys. All of them got mad love for them. And we've been, man, kicking it probably for 15 years now. It's been a long time. And one of the dope things I love about the Dead End Sports crew and our group chat in particular is particularly as we've gotten a little older in the years, we've expanded the crew and brought more people in, right? And so our ages range from like, I think Q is the youngest. I think Q is like 27. Nick might be 29, 30, somewhere around there. And I think Jalen's 30. And then Ken and I are probably the oldest. I'm 52 and I think Ken just turned 50. So, you know, we range in age and so it's everything in between there. And so a lot of times, particularly when we talk hip hop, the discussions can be all over the place. But it's always interesting because you can kind of tell an age gap to some degree, but very well respected hip hop heads, obviously. And so it started out one, and I'm not going to name any names, but it started out somebody had posted. They said Stillmatic is aging great, but The Blueprint was a classic on the first listen, and it's even more classic now. And I simply responded, no album is a classic on the first listen. LOL. And I really meant that. And so they responded back by saying, that's cap. I think there's a such thing as instant classics, and I think they exist. And then subsequently, the fella started naming off some albums that they deemed that were instant classics. For example, Blueprint, Coming Out Hard, Riding Dirty, TM 101, the Machiavelli album. Then someone else said The Carter 3, Good Kid, Mad City, My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy, Food and Liquor. Someone said Ready to Die, Life After Death, Only Built for Cuban Links, To Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, Aquemini, Stankonia, The Chronic. And while I disagreed at that notion that, you know, that there was such a thing as an instant classic, I gave them the following breakdown. I said, here's what I'll say. Classics, by definition, happen over a period of time. Could you hear an album the first time and say that it's great? Yes. An all-time great? Probably not. I think that takes time. There's not one album that we call a classic now that we thought was a classic the first time that we heard it. Again, an all-time classic or a modern-day classic or whatever classic you want to call it, I think it's measured over time. I think a lot of fans, not you, call albums classics just because they really like them. That's not how it works. Imagine if a quarterback had a good season and we were calling him the Hall of Famer in his first good season. LOL. And so there was some back and forth. I was immediately called a hater, which is something that honestly I wear with a level of pride in that particular group chat. I'm not a hater. I keep it 1,000. I just do. And you know, for some of the young bucks in the group, you know, they call me a hater. But I'll admit when I'm hating. That's not hating. That is just a fact. And I said, simply put, I'll admit when I'm hating. That ain't hate. And then someone said the first time they heard Riding Dirty, they knew that it was a classic. I said, if you heard it in 2016, you might have LAMO, but in 1996, which is when Riding Dirty came out, shout out to UGK, it wasn't a classic. And someone responded, it's Memorial Day. Kyle is clearly drunk. Now, I don't drink like that. And besides, I was drinking water that day. And then I hit the fellas with this right here. And this really kind of summed it all, because I did just a simple Google search. And here's what I got. Classic albums are those that have stood the test of time and are considered essential listening in their respective genres. These albums have lasting impact on pop culture, influence, and other artists, and are repeatedly revisited by fans. That's the answer. To say something is a classic, an instant classic, is a misnomer. I followed up by saying, I think y'all think I'm dissing the albums. I'm not. Almost all of the albums that you mentioned are classics. I agree wholeheartedly about that. Where I disagree that y'all think that something's a classic the first time that you heard it. That's not even possible. LOL. The word classic, by definition, deals with time. Classics become classics over time. Instant equals now. No time is involved. Calling something an instant classic is a misnomer. LMAO. And I stand on that. The thing is that it's just what I said. If you deem something a classic, and in this case, we're talking about hip hop albums, but this could go for any genre. I don't think that if you heard Songs in the Key of Life in 1972, when it came out, I don't think that anybody said, oh man, this is a classic the first time they heard it. And it's not to mean that the album wasn't great, because obviously it's a phenomenal time capsule piece of work by the great Stevie Wonder, right? I had Thriller. I didn't listen to Thriller in 1984 and say, oh, this is a classic. Nobody even talked like that. And so my point to my younger bucks, the young bucks, is that maybe, just maybe, they really, really like these albums. And these albums, I'm not questioning whether or not you can deem it a classic, because that's up to your interpretation. I will say this much, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think the word classic, particularly in hip hop, gets thrown around way too much, right? Gets thrown around way too much. That being said, classics take time. Like every album, if you name a Jay-Z album, if you think Reasonable Doubt is a classic, okay, cool. I think Reasonable Doubt is a classic album. However, I was there in 1996. You know, there's a couple of cats in our group chat that weren't even born in 19. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast, hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes.
Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
1996, right? So I was there in 1996. Trust me, nobody, and I mean nobody, not even Gloria Carter, Sean Carter's mom, was calling that a classic album the day that it came out. That album was so... It was such a late bloomer. Like that album, I remember, I want to say that album came out in June. I didn't get it until like maybe 2 months later. And I thought it was good. I thought it was really good on the first listen. I just don't know that you can hear something for the first time and say, oh, this is the greatest. Because the word classic alludes to the fact that this is something that is separate from everything else, right? And so with that being said, by definition, technically, you shouldn't have a lot of classics. Now, I'm not going to get into the minutia of, whether or not these albums are legitimate classics that I named. But here's the thing. That happens over time with classics. And so I don't know that you can hear something for the first time and say, oh, my God, Purple Rain is a classic. This is the greatest album ever. Nobody said that when that album came out. They just said this is a great piece of work, or they said it's okay, or it grew on them. Music takes time. The thing that I try to challenge people who have all of these classics, you know, under their belt or all these classics that get talked about is, if you want to know how good an album is, right, listen to it. Listen to it and listen to it. Then put the album down. Come back 3 months later. How does it sound? Do you hear anything different? I'm talking strictly about new music, right? So something new comes out in June. Let's say, because at the time of this recording, the month is June. It's June. The album comes out. Okay, great, great, great. I love this album. I'm listening to it. I like this song. I like that song. Let 3 months pass by. Go back and listen to it. Don't listen to it over the three-month period after you get your first few listens in. Listen to it 3 months later and see how you feel about it. And then listen another 3 months after that. And then so forth and so on. And then maybe, just maybe, 5 years later, go back and listen to it again and see if you feel the same way that you did the day that you heard it for the first time. Maybe you feel the same. Maybe you feel even more stronger because you hear different sounds. You have a different meaning. You take more from what the album actually is. Or maybe, just maybe, you liked it for the moment and maybe it just didn't age well over time. That happens. There are quite a few albums that I know that I listened to in the 90s that I'm probably not going to listen to now. They're just not as good, or they don't hold me. Or maybe I like certain songs, right? That doesn't happen. And so the thing I was trying to let the crew know was that, yes, and can an album be a classic? Can you think very highly of it? And very favorably of it, you know, at your first few listens, of course. But to say that it is like one of the all-time greats after you've heard it three times, come on, man. You're playing yourself. That I don't know that can happen in any genre of music. And again, it has nothing to do, in this particular case, we're talking about hip-hop, but it has nothing to do with the music. It's your listening pleasure and what you like. And I will never bash anybody for what they like. However, I will say that I've never heard anybody name something a classic that they didn't like. Like, if you like, I don't know, Kanye's album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I've never heard anybody call that a classic and say, well, I don't like the album, but it's a classic. People call that album a classic because, one, it's a good album. I don't think it's a classic, but that's beside the point. But people love that album, but that's part of why they call it a classic, because they love that album. Show me one person who gives an album a classic review and then says, oh, but I don't like it, though. It's a classic. But you know what? That Chronic, it sure is a classic, but I don't like it. Nobody's never said that. So there's a blurred line between what is really a classic and what you strongly like or love. So with that being said, again, I stand on what I said. The idea or the concept of something being an instant classic is a misnomer. The two words cancel out. You can't have a classic this instant. You can maybe could have a modern day classic, or you could have an all-time classic. But I promise you, as someone who listened to Paid in Full when it came out in 1987, I bought the tape. There was no way that I was calling it a classic. I thought it was a super dope album. And that's all I said, was that it was dope. And when I told my friends about it who didn't have the album, I said, it's a dope album. You should check it out. I didn't call it a classic. I mean, that was something that someone gave it years later. And I was like, you know what? It is a classic album. And then, you know, subsequently we had magazines like the Source magazine with the five mic in the Source rating. And so even in that, the thing that I explained to them in the conversation was, even when the Source deemed something a five mic, so if the Source said, okay, this is a classic, this stands alone, this is a one of one, this is one of the best albums in hip hop history, that's what the five mic stood for. Or at least that's what we thought it stood for. What that meant was, it was something special. It was put on a pedestal. And the thing that I explained to the fellas was, even in the Source doing that, the Source held those albums a month, maybe 2 months. Those albums sat with the Source before we actually heard it. So it wasn't like the album came out June 1st. The Source came out June 1st and named it a classic. The album, the Source magazine would rate it in like March, like March 1st. They'd label it a classic. We wouldn't get the album until June 1st, right? So they had time to sit with it. And I remember, you know, people calling the Source magazine, threatening to blow up the building just because they gave an album a five mic rating. Crazy, but it did happen. In conclusion, I love the fellas. I think we just kind of landed on a place to agree to disagree. Or maybe they just said Kyle's an old hater. And, you know, that's cool with me. I will wear the hater badge proudly. But I'm in this case, this is one of those rare situations where I have to kind of pull rank. I mean, I've been doing this hip hop shit since 1983. And if you were around, you would understand that I know a little bit when it comes to hip hop. I don't know at all. I'm not the encyclopedia hip hop. Shout out to my boy Eclectic. But I know a little bit. And again, words mean different things. Something can be instant. Something can be a classic, but it can't be an instant classic. And that's just what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday and every Friday. So check us out. 2 episodes a week, Mondays and Fridays. Hit us up on YouTube, youtube.com/Rap Soul Podcast. We're on social media, Rap Soul Podcast, 12 Kyle across the board. We also have Cash App if you'd like to contribute to the show financially. $TWELVEKYLE. And don't forget about the sister station, the mothership, if you will. It is called the 12 Kyle Podcast. That's my personal podcast. Subscribe there as well. We drop new episodes every Thursday and every Sunday at midnight. And the great thing about those podcasts is that you can find them wherever you're finding this podcast right here. And it's on YouTube as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the best music podcast that you've ever heard. So thanks again for tuning in. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.